This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
How do you track them down? Through a phone call or a text? Cities One Talk and Text Line 651-461-9226. Adam, among the first questions, why so many ED commercials on CCO? Not complaining, just curious.
That's not my question. My question is, why don't I have an ED endorsement? Not saying I need one. Just saying I'm available. Just saying I'm available. I'm a man who frequently uses that part of the anatomy. I just did training on endorsements. You have to believe in the product. You have to be using the product. I am available.
Thought you said you didn't need the product.
I'm not sure.
Doesn't mean he can't use it.
Doesn't mean I can't use it. Exactly.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. I think we might need to look up his version of Frequent, too, by the way.
Frequent enough to keep a happy home. Let's just say that.
Oh, okay. You're still relatively young. Would you want another child? If the lobster said to you, next Tuesday is your birthday, Are we going out? Do we got a big celebration planned?
No celebrations planned. Actually, I won't be here, so.
Wait, for Ask Adam Anything, you're calling in, though, right? It's your birthday. You got to call in, right?
Yeah, I could be on the phone.
Where are you?
It's his birthday. You got to do Chad a favor.
Actually, unbelievable.
This segment is a favor?
I think it's a favor to you, isn't it?
I thought
it's a good bit. I mean, it's good radio.
I thought you enjoyed
right?
it. If you don't,
of course, I enjoy it.
If you're
it,
only doing this as a favor, hit the road, sucker.
All right. See
you. Where are you going?
Grandview Lodge, beautiful Nisswa.
Oh, very
Minnesota.
Nice. Yeah. The lobster tells you. You wake up, and she says, "I am pregnant."
Oh my God.
With twins.
Oh my God.
What are your thoughts?
We're in trouble. No, I would not. I'm at the kids are done. We're into fur babies now.
How's that working out?
Costumes and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. No, are we back to the ED commercials?
We are going to be animal rescuing fools, I think, in the coming years.
Yes.
Yep.
Have you had the snip snip?
I have not. No.
You have not? What are you waiting for? Maybe it's part of you wants to have a child?
Just haven't gotten around to it.
Yeah.
Again, I'm available for an endorsement.
How about an on-air vasectomy? I think you were about to say hysterectomy.
No,
I mean,
it's wrong.
It's a heck of a revelation here in Ask Adam Anything.
But no, Masters time is a popular time, right?
2007 U.S. Open for me.
There you go.
Yes.
Bag of peas and the couch.
You got to do it. Hey. It's Adam Carter. I met
sound effects like whoosh.
I met Dr. Vinny.
Yes.
And you know what he did? He did it at 11:15
right.
In between a break.
Yes.
Adam, where is your preferred location to store classified documents? And who is the next former official to have some in their possession? We raised the idea that...
Will we get one before the end of the week?
Yes.
I think so, too.
And by the way... All the former presidents and vice presidents have to have somebody over right now, don't they?
Oh, 100%, for
I mean,
sure.
They have to all step up and say house after house, library after library.
Yes.
It's got to be done.
Yes. You have to go through everything.
Yep. And Dave's with me. the person who benefits most from this Pence news today is Donald J. Trump. Because he just says, everybody's got it.
Yeah.
And you witch hunted me. Where is the litigation against Sleepy? Where is the litigation against Benedict Arnold?
Yep.
He's loving this information, right?
Oh, for sure.
Can we go through your place and check for classified documents?
Like Mike Pence told Robert Costa, I'm supremely confident I don't have any classified documents.
Multiple interviews. The man looked
But don't you think he probably was confident that he didn't have them? Don't you assume that these are people packing you up? And it's not like he's packing these boxes and saying, oh, yeah, I'll put this in here.
You don't think the vice presidents are doing it?
No.
No. I don't either. But when you're awfully...
Yeah, it doesn't make it right, but...
When you're awfully haughty, as Biden was and as Pence was, then you look pretty foolish. And obviously Trump just said, none of your business. They're mine. We've given you everything.
Yep.
And none of that proved out to be correct. But still, I mean...
Which is his M.O.
Of course, it's what he wakes up every day and does that. But I think the chances now are 0 to 100, about a 1, that Merrick Garland is going to file charges against Donald Trump, considering we got Biden, we got Pence, and we might get 2 more presidents.
Right.
And I know people are going to say, well, he's not going to pay attention to the political part of this. Yes, he is.
Yes, he has to. You cannot avoid it.
He has to. And...
Unless they got a red-handed photo of, you know, Trump handed documents over to Putin, classified, then, yeah, there's no.
Adam, what are your thoughts on athletes, politicians, celebrities getting special treatment? Double standards. We want more text, by the way, for Ask Adam Anything.
That's the American way.
651-461-9226. You're saying it's just unavoidable?
It's unavoidable.
Yep.
We can cry all we want for equal treatment. That includes rich people, too, by the way.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we want to talk about the worst double treatment out there of all is the poor person who cannot afford an attorney,
mm-hmm.
who has someone who has 47 cases today, and then another person who faces the same charges and calls our boy Friedberg, has the money, and there's no comparison with the justices. Are you now available to join the Securian board? Because Joan Gable, it's been extremely painful for Joan.
I know.
It's really been painful. You never should have taken the job in the first place. She's been arrogant about it. Bravo to Arnie Carlson, to Richard Painter, to Darren Rocha for bringing this up. Remember, she was going to do this.
I brought it up, but the Regents gave her the okay.
Oh, well, Barocha voted no.
Okay.
He voted no. Arnie pushed it as much as Annie.
Yeah.
So Arnie, still with the hammer. Joan tried to delusionally convince us, and let's just say this, lie, that she was only going to do this job during lunch while she was getting paid $130,000. For you, your lunches are free. I mean, you work 9 to noon. You could do it 12 to 1.
I'm available. That kind of cash, it won't be painful for me. I'll be at the board. And as much as I detest meetings and board meetings with, probably would have to dress up, I'd assume, if I'd have to be on the board of Securian.
Yeah, but remember, it's just during lunch. That's what she said. If she could handle it only during lunch.
Lunch meeting, sure.
You could handle it during
lunch. Try out some new spots. Let's go.
You're making yourself available for a lot of prospects.
Again, I'll endorse it. Securian, never been better, never been happier
Spit
being on the
kit.
Board.
How about that?
If there's freebies involved.
Is that all you want?
I'm in.
It's just the
a little
product.
Sampling.
Yes, exactly. All right, more of your calls and questions for Ask Adam Anything. Let's go right now. 651-461-9226.
And as a special little treat here live from the WCCO Radio Studios, celebrating his 82nd birthday,
today.
Mr. Neil Diamond.
I know it's my birthday today. How dare you accuse me of not knowing my birthday? I know much has been made about my
intellectual, my cognitive abilities.
Watch yourself.
Well, I'm talking about me. I'm talking about Neil Diamond. Yes. Yeah. I wrote this song after an all-night bender one time.
I think those were fairly common.
Neil, you think Neil Diamond?
Yes.
Had frequent one-night benders?
Yes. Don't you?
No, I think he kept a clean living. I mean, clean living.
Is this the long, long, long ramp here?
Well, it was the karaoke.
It was the karaoke version. I was supposed to sing.
Oh,
I missed the cue, and I apologize.
Oh, okay. I don't think you.
I apologize, America.
I think he.
Yeah.
He doesn't mean that. I'd say yeah.
I just like saying yeah.
Get Jason to fill in next week for Adam. Chad, do you have any classified documents stashed in your spacious home from the Timberwolves days? No, I don't have a Joe Smith contract.
Details of the Joe Smith deal.
You know, I don't have anything there. My documents are scattered everywhere. Adam, which breweries will you be visiting in God's country this weekend?
Oh,
and is Rafferty's Pizza
overrated?
Properly rated? You're so wrong.
Maybe I just got a bad pie.
I think you did. I've ate at Rafferty's 4 times, maybe. I think it's properly rated. If you could eat at one pizza place today, you're in this also area. This is a good pizza town. And we know deep dish pizza is disgusting.
Yeah.
So that's not an option. Unless,
I'm not good at, like, I know there's some great pizza places and, like, you know, some real.
You can say Domino's if you want to.
No. But, like, I mean, like, Young Joni.
Yeah.
Good pizza. But, like, Old World Pizza in Evergrove is fantastic.
Yep.
Carboni's. Like, the Carboni's in Rosemont. That's a good pizza.
I probably would go Young Joni in both her places, you know?
Yeah.
She's so good. With Black Sheep is great.
Punch?
Punch is solid. Do you agree with me that we are a good pizza team?
Yes. What am I thinking of? Pizza.
Luce?
Pizza Luce.
Seriously, it's both of us. I couldn't remember it earlier this hour. We're spending way too much time together. Jeez. I could not think of it either. Are you hungry for pizza? Because after having this salad.
I am hungry for pizza, but I'm trying to
live a
positive lifestyle.
Let's all share a pizza. I am hungry. Adam, have you watched MILF Manor yet?
No.
I've watched a little bit of
it. We talked about it on the air yesterday, Charlie and I did, and he spilled the beans on me revealing that it's both the sons and
yes.
Oh, my God.
So
I have to watch it.
Oh, now. Yeah. I need to watch more of it. So, again, we know what MILF stands for. They're there. They're ready to get a little something-something with someone younger. And who shows up? All of their sons. It's a great idea.
Yes. By the way, I should add, like last night when I had a piece of pizza, Jen just texted me.
Yeah.
There's the Invergrove Heights Brewing. Invergrove Brewing. They've got it's sweet and spicy pizza. It's got like jalapeno, sausage, and like honey on it.
Honey?
Oh,
really?
Oh, so that sweetness and spiciness. It's fantastic.
Well, another one I like in borderline Plymouth or Maple Grove or Medicine Lake, Latif's. Latif's is out my way. It's a very sweet sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And some people don't. I mean, who knows? I've got a skeptical of the honey. Theirs is so sweet. Maybe they put some on
it. It's really good. Because I'm not like it can get overwhelming sweetness.
Yes.
But it's perfect. It's done perfectly.
You love pineapple.
Ugh.
On your pizza. I know that. Let's see. Adam, have you ever tried Viagra? I'm in my 60s. I'm a rock star to my wife. Even in enough fuel in the tank
easy
for another
there.
Morning
easy
run.
Easy, Ron Jeremy.
I mean, I'm just reading what I have here. A texter reminds me, because I've touted it, Elmar's New York-style pizza in Plymouth.
Ooh, I love the New York-style pie. That's my favorite style.
It's really, really good. Our town needs better pizza or better restaurants. That is a pretty good one. Apparently, you don't want to respond to the rock star, and you're just bypassing.
Would
it?
I try? What was the question? Do I enjoy Viagra? Would I try Viagra?
Have you ever tried
Viagra? I have not.
Let's see. I'm not sure I'm believing that one, by the way. Adam, if you must use and believe in a product to endorse it, explain many of the dark man's endorsement deals.
He believed in it as soon as he saw that check. He'd believe in anything for a price.
Yeah, the body solutions. It was just fantastic. It was the camera angles. And then, to be honest, he looked the exact same.
There was one where he actually looked worse in the after.
He looked like he had gained weight.
Yes. But all you got to do is take a tablespoon. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Just don't eat anything for the rest of the day.
I know. There was also another one he did where I would play golf with him. And it, like, a couple times it was like 97 degrees outside. And I walk almost all the time. But I'm like, George, he's walking. He's not drinking any water. I'm like, at least drink water. Nope, no water. I'm just going to lose all this weight. I'm like, okay. He looked like I needed to get into the paddles by about the 12th hole or something. A to F, your grade today.
I'm a solid A-minus.
A-minus, do you think so? Dave Aragon, what do you think?
Very good.
Very good. I'm giving you a B.
Okay.
Time to prevent ice dams with new insulation and ventilation. How do you get that done? Lindis Construction. Reach out to him today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.